Hello again, people. I'm going to make this my last recording of the day. Charlie's having a bit of a dancing, jigging moment. Well, in her audible way. She's whooping, which is all good. And making a good atmosphere. So it's all good. And, yeah, I just thought I'd get a bit of atmospheric noise. Talking of atmospheric noise, I got to say, I was sat on the train listening to my first recording earlier of the journey here. And I got to say, I was in stitches. And I don't quite know why, but for some reason, the whole thing made me laugh. And the bloke sat in front of me must have wondered what the hell I was on. Because I was sitting there laughing my head off at the fact that I was wittering on about all sorts. And I found it very funny. So I don't know how the rest of you found it, but I'll play it to Charlie in a minute and we'll see what she thinks. So I realised after listening to myself that actually I'm quite, well, without meaning to blow my own trumpet or anything, I'm quite humorous with people without realising it. I just kind of have this way of saying stuff that sounds really bizarre. So, yes. So I hope none of you mind, because a lot of you will have had phone calls today or voice messages, so I hope none of you mind that.
They don't mind.
I hope not. They might disown me.
No.
No, hopefully not.
This song,
bless. Oh, I like this song. It's Passenger.
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Passenger are good. So, yes. I'm going to pause this now and I'll get back to you later.
Bye.
If I can work out how to do it. Right, pause. Right, hello everyone, we're back, and we've just
back.
Listened to the travelling of me down to Cumbria, and Charlie found it very amusing.
I did.
And I've just got Lou's message. I was going to try and ring you, Lou, but I don't think it's a worthwhile idea because I think you might be in bed.
Ring Lou.
I don't think she'd be very happy if we went and rung her, and she'd be in the middle of going to bed.
In the middle of slumber.
Yes. Although, I'm sure she's not, actually.
In the middle of snoozy time. But if you're sure she's not, give her a ring!
Well, she might be, because she's been poorly, you see.
Well, ring her, and if the phone's off, then you know she's in bed.
Well, I don't know. I'll see. Okay. I'll text her in a minute and say,
okay,
do you fancy a crazy natter? So, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, text. Good option.
It is good because it stops people from being woken up, and
yeah.
We can perhaps catch up with Sam and Danielle, who have been in Wetherspoons with Lou.
Yeah.
We've had a random chat with Basil, and
we have.
It's very random. It was. I was just in a very odd mood. Normally, I don't do telephone calls, as you will know, but I think the wine helped in this.
I do
telephone calls with you.
Yeah,
I it's funny, I do telephone calls in certain situations, like if people know I'm going to ring them, or if I'm on Messenger or something and I say, oh, I'll give you a ring, then I will, I'm fine, but I find it difficult to randomly ring somebody.
Just randomly ring me, I'll be fine.
Do you think?
Well, don't ring me now, because I'm sat right next
to you. I could ring you now if you wanted me to, but I don't know that.
That'd be a bit pointless, really.
It would, but yeah, it might get me over my phobia of ringing people.
It might do.
But
I'm all for helping you get over your phobia. phone me, carry on.
Thank you for that. But no, I do have a bit of an issue with phones and phoning people, because I think,
oh, you love phones, what are you on about?
Well, no, I do, actually. You're right, I do. I love phones, but I'm not very good at phoning people when they're not expecting it.
I'm a random beast.
And I'm like, yeah, exactly. And I think, oh, my God, they might be really busy and they might not want to talk to me.
Yeah, but if they do want to talk to you, or they can't talk to you, they just want to answer the phone.
No, that's true. It's a bit like FaceTime. I like FaceTime, but I don't use it as much.
FaceTime.
Who is it? Oh, it's Lou. Yeah, Lou.
People FaceTime me.
Lou keeps FaceTiming me, and I get a bit nervous of FaceTime.
Don't be nervous of FaceTime.
I don't know why I do. I get a bit, oh my God, it's FaceTime. Yes. So,
oh, dear, okay.
I'm very odd like that. I do. You're right, actually. I do like phones a lot. They're my best item of gadget.
Yeah.
But I like them in the texting, messaging type thing. I'm not very good on the phone. I'm all right on Skype, although I won't ring on Skype unless someone's expecting me to ring. Although saying that, tonight I was pretty up for ringing anybody, and I rung quite a few people, and nobody answered me. So, you know, there we are. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to text Lou and see if she's around. Because I think, if anybody, Lou can manage my strange wackiness. So I will speak to you soon. Goodbye, people.
Goodbye.
Publish, close, publish.
Right. Button.